Today's daf is Menachas daf Pei Vav, and we will start with the last line on Pei Amabez, as we have. We're in this perek of Kol Karbonas HaTzibur, which talks all about also rules and regulations. Just one ha'ara from yesterday's daf that comes up onto today's daf. Yesterday's daf spoke about being Makdash Baal Mum, and whether we know the Isur of being Makdash Baal Mum includes an animal. That's a Baal Mum. Right, there are a number of Yisurim in the Torah related to Baal Mum, all in Parshas Emor, where the Torah tells us one is not allowed to be Makdash Baal Mum, one is not allowed to be Shochet Baal Mum, one is not allowed to put a Mum on Karbanos, right, we had that earlier, one is not allowed to Zorik the Dam of a Baal Mum, right, all of those are mentioned in the middle of Parshas Emor. So the question on yesterday's daf was, what if somebody is Makdash Soles that was got wormy? Is that an Isser of being Hakdashas Baal Mum? That was on yesterday's daf. Today's daf we're going to have what happens if oil becomes ruined. So if somebody's Makdish oil, that's Masriach. Is that a question? Is that included in the Isser of Hakdashas Baal Mum? And obviously that's about how wide is question about twofold. Number one, about this specific instance, is that really Chefsa considered a Baal Mum? And number two, how wide is the Isser of Baal Mum? The more we say it's more of a general Bizayon issue, so then, yeah, you could say that anything's included, right? Any type of problematic item. The question that's dealt with by the Rishonim is, what about Malkus? Does one get Malkus for being Makdish a Baal Mum? Did I do anything? I didn't do a Maisa. We wouldn't call it that. So the question is, what about Malkus? So the Chiduch in Reish Pehei on the Isra of Hakdashas Baal Mum says, V'noheges v'chomakum v'chozman v'zachar v'binikevas v'chol over alav v'hikdash Baal Mum v'yafilu b'zman hazeh over alav zeh, where there's an Isra even midal Raisa today. U'min hanireh shalo yeh b'zeh Malkus l'fish ein b'al Maisa. And there shouldn't be a Maisa here because it is a lav. There's no Malkus here because it is a lav she'ein b'al Maisa. I'm just saying words. Aval ra'isi ha-Rambam. But he says, I saw in the Rambam, Zechron al-Avacha, I saw that the Rambam says, otherwise, the Rambam says in Hilchos Yisurim Mizbeach Aleph Beis, Shekotzav sha-Makdash Baal Mum loke. Get Malkus for being Makdash Baal Mum. That's the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Yisurim Mizbeach. The Rambam says, we're going to have a couple of Hilchos Yisurim Mizbeach today. The Rambam says, there are 14 mitzvos in Yisurim Mizbeach. Mitzvos asei lios kol ha-karbanos tamimim. Umuvcharin. Tamim and muvchar. Both. Shene'amar tamim yihye l'ratzon zu mitzvos asei. V'chol ha-makdash behema. Sheish bo mum l'gabim mizbeach. Over v'lo sasei v'lo ke'alak desho. Shene'amar kol asher bo mum lo sakrivu. Mipi ha-shmu ha-lamdu shizu ha-sara l'makdash ba'alei mumin. Afilu hikdushu l'dimei nesachim loke. Shebizayon kachimhu. The Rambam says, if you get Makdash Baal Mum, that one gets Malkus. Right? And that's the discussion here of the Nosei Kalim. Why would one get Malkus in that case? Isn't it a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa? The Mari Kirkus discusses this here, but that's what the Sefer Chinuch points out. He says, he quotes this Rambam, and he says, V'ula Ya'asehu Kemeimir. Maybe this is like Meimir. Maybe this should be like Tmura, which we know is an exception to the rule. Sheyesh bo malchus, meimer sheyesh bo malchus, av b'shem ma'isa. Shezev zeh hektishu. That's a great line. They're both hektish, hakdasha and tamura. That's important for tamura. How do we look at tamura? Is it a hektish from the original hakdasha? Are you trying to be makdish right now? But the Sefer Chinuch says, unlike the Gemara, which says is avid b'dibura, is avid ma'isa, through your words something happens. Right, there's a status change. So here too, Zevet Zehektishu, both Tamura this case of Hakdash Baal Mum is a problem. In the footnotes, he says it's Hainu, Kiva to be Dura is Avin Maisa, Hainu. Right, so it might not be exactly the same thing. So it says the Chinuch Ve'elav Nishma V'Torah Nevakish B'Piyu Kimalach Hashem Svakosu. Interesting that he quotes that Dafka in this context, right? The Rambam is a Malach Hashem, and therefore we hear his words, and that's what he says. But the Menachas Chinuch also discusses this here in Os Hey. He quotes this, and he says, "Be'emes Mashakasav Kmo Meimir HaRambam Ba'atzmo Lo Kasav Hatam BeMeimir to be Dibur Saven Maisa." Forget the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Temura, right? He doesn't even quote that as the reason. He quotes the Lechem Mishnah, "Ve'ein Lo Markan De Lasfaras HaRava Magid." But don't say what we've quoted often. He quotes the Magen Mishnah in Hilchos Chiris. Anything that you could do with a Maisa, if you didn't do it with a Maisa, so what is that called? That's the Rambam Shita and the Chinuch Shita. So he says, the Chinuch says, Kiyud the Mishkachas la Maisa, below Maisa Lokim, right? That's the case of Chasima. If I'm chasma b'kol, the Rambam says you get malchus. Even if I just, if I muzzle with my mouth and I scream at the animal every time he's about to eat something, that's an isdaraisa, because you could, there is a case that you could get malchus. Hochanami, says the Minchas Chinuch. Maybe that's the svar of the Rambam. Mishkachas la maisa balav zahazeh. When is there ever a maisa? Behagrola di Yom HaKippurim. When I do the hagrola, I'm being makdish through a maisa. When I do the lottery. Usually it's just words, but that's an example. Kamoshi is by Zeino. Says the Sit Minchas Chedek, I don't like that suggestion. If you're going chasma v'kol, dim rotsa chasma v'yadayim. When do you say that a lav shein bo maisa is going to get malchus because sometimes it's done with a maisa? Well, you could do this through a maisa. If I could do this through a maisa, and I choose to do it not through a maisa, it still might be called a lav shein yish bo maisa. Because I could do it. But ze apolo maisa lokin. Aval kan bishar kachim de'ena osa maisa, lo mishkachas lo maisa. You can never do it through a maisa. Ki hagrola eino kovea bishar kachim, ki mevur biyuma, b'makam dolo ki desh hagoro. Right, if I want to do hagrola on an animal, it's still not the hagrola that's going to cause it. After the hagrola does, I'm going to choose the one that the hagrola pointed to, but it's me. It's not going to be the hagrola. Al kein eino inyan l'sfaras harav amagid. So that, says the Minchas Chinuch, nice suggestion, but I don't think that could be the svar of the Rambam, why you would get malchus for being makdash abalmu. V'laharech lavar shitas harabah b'inyan zed sarach arichus gedola. And to explain the Rambam, I would need a whole separate sefer. He looks ayin in the Hagos Mishnah l'melakan, rasham l'ayin b'tzmura davzayin, dahainim b'vur kamen pa'amim, da makdash balmum lokeb. Right, a few times it says it there, v'ayin b'menachis, daf pei zayin. Right, that's what we're looking at these days. Right, about wine, about oil, about flour, all of those about being makdish abalmum. But either way, you get the impression that you would get malchus in some gemaras, but still the svar for that is still sarachi. And would, is it just like tamura, or is there something more? Good. Once we're here, the next paragraph of the Minchas Chinuch talks about a topic that relates to many sugyas and shas. If I'm makdish abalmum and then I'm shoel on the hektish, let's say I'm supposed to get malchus, like the Rambam says. Do I still get malchus if I just undid my hakdasha? Venira, pashut, dim hektish balmum lamezbeach, v'yacharka kodem shenilke, nishal al hahektish, v'komakom nirali deloke. You still get malchus, even though it is no longer hektish. Nehida hahektish yotzei lechulin, delo adif me tam, delo adif shemahani shela, mitam shemahani shela, v'komakom, right, just like a tam, you could be shoel and hektish by a tam, by a regular animal, that you are makdish, become makom al alav avar, but here you still violated the isser. Ki lo matzinu bishum makom, in bishas hadibur hi avera de tehani she'ela. You never find anywhere in halacha that you do an avera with your words, and then you could be shoel on it. Like, shvuas shav, shvuas sheker, kagon sha'achalti velo achal hefech, bevade loke. That was to have in the Gemara, be shoel on it. If you get a chanami. What about if I eat truma? If I eat truma as a czar, and then the person is shoel, I go to the person who was mafresh, or if it was me, to be shoel on mafresha. Well, you're not gonna get, punished. V'yim ki yesh l'chalik, and even though you can be mechalik, ki kan kiva de hektash nifka l'mafreya lo yehe over klau, mikom oko means as var klau. Tahadibur asra hatorah, v'yaladibur hazeh, chayim alkus, hechi tahani bo shela. And that's why you can be mechalik. You want to say between shvuah shav and this? I don't think so. V'lo matzinu rak dimadibur lo hayabaveira kigod shmua dila haba after avar acharkach mikol makom ani sheilo memelein lokan alaveira. I will call imadibur hayabaveira if the dibur itself was baaveira bavade lo mahani sheila mikol makom lo matzinu gilui ze beferish. But I never found a gilui for this beferish. Rav Asher Weiss talks about this as well in one of his mamarim. Mikomakom, just to finish up, nira de bitmura im heimir visham e efshal lishol ki einish olan al hatmura achim nishal al harishona dashniya gamkein yasal lechulin. Right, you're not allowed to be shol on a tmura, but what if you're shol on the original animal? So then to be mele, the tmura falls away. Efshar de enoloke ki hu shol al hektish lo asa avera memele nifka ato avera. Kemo mi she'ochad shruma v'yachar kach nish'al dipater ala achila v'chadome. Aval osu adavar shu b'avir atzma kegon ka nira mitzad asvar de lomani she'ela v'chulu. This is a discussion where you might, Rav Asher Weiss in that mimer, I forgot where it is, talks about, you know, maybe one has a chiyuv to do that. What about if somebody was mafresh shuma and ate shuma? Maybe part of the tshuva process is that you have to be shoel. So it ends up that you didn't do the avera. You never find that anywhere, that there's a chiyuv to go through backhanded ways in order to do tshuva. Tshuva is you did the Aveira, meet the Aveira straight on, and do tshuva for it. Not that, okay, I'm going to do something ba'akifin, backward, from behind the scenes, in order to take away the Aveira. Right? That's not how we usually look at it. Okay, but that has to do with yesterday and today, as we will get to. So let's pick up again at the last line. So the Mishnah here, as we know, is speaking about this parak, about the items that are used in the mincha, and where does it come from, and what the best things to use are. So we spoke about the oil, right? Tekoa alfa l'shemen, the best place to bring oil from is from Tekoa, and really you can bring it from everywhere, but you cannot bring it from Beis HaZvalim or Beis HaShlachin, or from a field that you planted in between, and im hevi kasher. So, says, and then in the continuation, it says, towards the end, Eimavian anfakton, im hevi kasher. You shouldn't bring it from anfakton, but if you did, it is still kasher. Right? What is anfakton? So, Rashi said, mashalon is vashal yafeh. Wasn't properly processed. Lo nisbashu yafa wasn't fully ripened, but we'll see. So says the Gemara, v'yatanya, ein mevin en fakton, v'mhevi, argirsa, pasul. And maybe pasul, our Mishnah said it may be kasher. According to the girsas that we have in our Gemara, it's a b'fei restira. Right? Our Mishnah says, ein mevin en fakton, v'mhevi kasher. And here we have, puzzle. So, stira, mipveshi hu saraf, continues the braisa, because you can't bring it because it's just considered a liquid that oozes out. It wasn't fully ripened. And therefore, it's not called oil. Right? So, maybe puzzle, mipveshi hu saraf. There is another girsa that the braisa talks about that maybe the issue isn't the halachic stira, which is our girsa, but another girsa is this oil, or is this bad oil, or is this not even oil? That's another way the stira might be formulated. Again, some of the Rishonim here have different girsos. Is the stira pasul versus kasher, or is the stira, why is it pasul? Is it bad oil, or is it not even oil? Okay, either way. Amar Rav Yosef, lo kasha, ha Rabbi Chiya, ha Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi. Question is, Rabbi Chiya or Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi? That's a stira. Why? Rabbi Chiya, look at Mark Subas, please. Rabbi Chiya, Zarek La. Rabbi Chiya didn't use it. Rabbi Chiya Zarekle, he just threw it out. Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe, mitavale. And Shimon bar Rebbe used to use it. So again, if it's called oil, so then they used it. If it wasn't called oil, so then, it wouldn't be used. The Simanech, Ashirin Mekamsin. And what's the Simon? How you remember who did what? Rich people act frugally. Ashirin Mekamsin. Rich, who's rich here? Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe. Right, we know Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was very rich. Right, we have it in the Rashi and Parshas Toldos, where Shnei Geyim Bevitneich, right, we have never left from the table of Rebbe and Antoninus, who were friends. Many stories in the Gemara about Rebbe and Antoninus. They had every fruit in every season, you know, on their tables. So therefore, that's how you remember who did what. Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rebbe, he was matfilit because he acted frugally and he kept the oil, even in this case. How do you remember Rebbe was rich? Even though Rebbe was rich, it wasn't that he got any personal hana'ah from the world. Everything he used was l'shem shemayim, right? That's the Gemara in Ksubas and Afkuv Dalet. If you remember, very graphic, emotional Gemara, Rebbe Yehuda Nasi is on his deathbed, and the upper and lower worlds are fighting about what's going to be with Rebbe Yehuda Nasi. What's going to be, right? And that's what the Gemara says. Hahu Yom Adonach Nafshi the Rebbe Ksubas Kuf Dalet Gazru Rabbanan Tanesa Ubo Rachme V'Amrin. They said nobody said that he died. And what happened? His Amse the Rebbe goes up to the roof and says Al Yonim Avakshin Es Rebbe V'Tachtonim Avakshin Es Rebbe Yirat Sochi Kuvo Tachtonim Es Al Yonim. The Tachtonim should win. But then he saw he kept having to go into the bathroom, take off his tefillin, and he was in pain. Rashi says he was in pain that he had to take off his tefillin. Right, not that he was in pain from the physical stomach illness that he had, but either way, finally the Amsa the Rebbe says Yakuf al Yonos Tachtonim. Interesting halachic question. Are you allowed to do that? The Rabbanan did a tzav davening. She took a shard, threw it on the ground. They stopped for a second, and Rebbe died. And it says in the continuation that when Rebbe died, he stuck his hands up to heaven and said, Amar Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Rebbe Shachar Yosel Rebbe Zokav Eser Espaosav Klavi Mal. Amar Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Galuy V'Yadua Lefanecha, Sheyagati BeEser Espaosai BeTorah, V'Lo Nehenesi Afilu BeEtzba Ketana, Yihi Ratzon Lefanecha Sheyishalom BeMenuchasi. That's what he said. So even though he was very rich, right, the Gemara here calls him Ashirim, his son, still it doesn't mean that he had any personal benefit from the assets that he had accumulated. Okay, let's continue. Shisha Chadashim B'Shem and Amor. Right, the Pasuk in Milos Esther. Right, 6 months in Shem and Amor, B'Shisha, right, all the unbelievable description in the Megillah, in Perek Aleph and in Perek Beis, of all the Gashmias. My Shem and Hamor. What is Shem and Hamor? Rav Huna bar Chia Amar Stachta. Okay, some type of oil. Rav Yirbiya bar Abba Amar Shem and Zayish Lo Hevi Shlish. Right, Shem and Zayish, olive oil that did not reach the third of its development. Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Anfikanon, Shem and Zayish Lo Hevi Shlish. Lama Sachan Oso, why do people use it? Shem Meshir Es HaSeyar U'ma'adein Es HaBasar. Right, it removes the hair, so women sometimes use this, the Gemara talks about it, on the side of the head, the temples, Meshir Es HaSeyar U'ma'adein Es HaBasar, and it makes beautiful, and soft, and ma'adein, gives enjoyment to the basar, to the skin. So the Mishnah also said towards the end, we're not allowed to bring gargarin that were soaked in water. One cannot bring olives that were soaked in water. If you remember Rashi on the Mishnah, had 2 days. Rashi, what did Rashi say on the Mishnah? Olives that fell and were soaked in water. And they were soaked for a long time. Oshenishliku, or they were pickled, or shenishliku, lefish ein shumnan yafe yafe. It's not good oil. Inyan acher min agargarim, Rashi said, shenashu emivian miosan zesim sheimotsiin shamnam elamke nashu b'mayim oshazorach l'shalkar olokashu v'yikodem shiotsiyu shumnan. Or the opposite. You can't use these unless you soak them, because that processing is needed to bring out the oil in these. Either way, whatever process, whichever daya, right, did not have it done or had it done, so you can't bring this. Tanur Rabbanan, Shem and Zayis, Kavush, Shaluk, Sharui. If you have olive oil that is, pickled, cooked, soaked, Vishal Shmarim, Vishal Reach Ra, Lo Yavi. Vimhevi Pasel. If it stinks, oil smells bad, reach ra, so then you're not allowed to bring it. It's possible. Boy Rabba. Okay, what about this? As we started off today, Hikdi Shomahu, Sheyilke Allah, Mishum Balmum. Right, is one, you get Malchus. Given the puzzle, Kibalmum Dami, Odilma, Shein Balmum, Elabe Behema, Teku. So the Lashon of the Gemara, as the Minchas Chana pointed out, seems to say you get Malchus, for whatever reason. Right? The mystery is still why. Right, so we're not blaming the Rambam, we're just trying to figure out the Svara for the Rambam. But either way, so you have the Suffolk yesterday about the Solas, and you have the Suffolk today about the oil. Interesting Radvaz that talks about in Hilchas Yisurei Mizbeach, Perek Vav Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, as he said earlier, Keshev Shemitzvah Lios Kol Karban Tamim V'Nivchar Kach Nesachav Ha'yu Tmimim V'Nivcharim Shenemar Tmimim Yulachem V'Niskehem Shiyu Nesachim Tmimim. Right, the items that accompany the karban also have to be tamim. Shelo yavi nesachim v'lo yayin meushan v'lo soles shehitliya v'lo yivlo b'shemen sherecho otaim ora. He quotes our Gemara. V'chein atse hama aracha, as we've had elsewhere. Right, wood, wormy wood that also might be included in balmum. Lo yuelan avcharim v'lo yibem tolas v'chol eit shehitliya kshulach pasul mizbeach. Hamakdash, and now the Rambam says, Hamakdash, Yayin Pasol, O Solas Psula, O Shemin Pasol, O Eitzim Psulam Lamizbeach. What did all the Gemaras say about this? All the Gemaras said, Ibaid al Ifshitas. So what does the Rambam say if you do this? Hare Hadavar Safik, Im Domim Labalmum Kibahema Valoke, O Einon Kibalmum. It's Davar Safik, says the Rambam. Lefichach Ein Aloke, Umakanos Omakas Martus. The Rambam says, because it's a Safik, I'm not going to see you get Malchus, Daraisa, but you're going to get Malchus Durabanan. That is the Rambam. If you look in the Radvaz right here, Halacha Gimel, Perek Vav Halacha Gimel, Kashali, Kivan Ditztadeh Habaya Shavin, Amai Boila Rav Arba Zimne. Why do we have all of these questions? It's all the same question, isn't it? Right? Boy Rava on yesterday's daf. Right? If you're Makdish Soles, that became Wormy. Boy Rava or Rabba, let's assume it's all the same person, right? Yesterday the Girsa might be changed to Rabba. But why does the Gemara have all these questions? Isn't it the same exact question? By wood, by flour, by oil, by wine. It's all accessories to the carbon. So why does the Gemara have to ask it as separate questions? V'yeish lo marsh, the Radvaz goes one by one and says no. Each one is adding a chiddush. V'yesh lomar derava boi b'tchila ba'atzim aracha. You start off with the most external, and then you get closer. First question is about the wood. Because the avagav dikur ikur carbon, right, carbon eitzim, lo shayach be'mum, to my k'peidi ikur be'eitzim, is just burning up anyway. What, so what, is a worm in it? Kivan to lahavar kaimim shemachi lo nifshuta. Right, that's question one. Is it ba'mum or no? Come on, wood? Wood is used as fuel. V'hadar boy, next step, b'yayin. Next was about wine. The Dilma Gabi Eitzim Lo Nifshata Mitaima Da Amran. It's totally separate. Aval Yayin Diika Kpeda Im Eino Mena Mufchar. Wines. You'd use wine to do something on the Mizbeach. It's not just there for something else. So then Yikov Gabi Mizbeach Ika Tzalo Marta Dami Lo Maktish Balmum. So maybe it's a little closer to a Balmum. The Akati Kilamar, but still you might say, Yail and Asachim Lohavi Ella Machshire Karban. Velo Dami Lobehema, Umshamachi Salkabateku. But it's closer than wood, but it's not totally, right? Where do you pour? You pour the wine in the shisin. So then, Hadr Boy Beshemin. So now oil, that's part of the mincha. Oil is part of the mincha. We had a couple of days ago. Gufa de mincha. Sha mincha she kreva nivlelis b'shemen. V'damyula behema she hi atzma kreva. V'yehe amun posel b'shemen kemosha posel b'behema. So that's one step further, closer. V'akati yigala meymar. And then it says, v'lo dami shemen l'behema. V'gamhu mi machshirei hakarban akari vimo. Maybe it's also called machshirin. It's not the flour. Oil is with the flour. Maybe the flour is the ikar part of the carbon. Or maybe not. But that's the steps. You go from wood to wine to oil to flour. Right? Each one going further away from the carbon, closer in. And that's why it's a question by each one. You can't just ask one. So you might say, so just ask the flour one. Right, just ask the flour one. But no, that doesn't work. Because if the flour one is not a problem, then surely the other ones are not a problem. But if the flour one is a problem, so you still don't know about the other ones. So you still have to ask the question. And he says at the end, Vihine Bakarban Behema Ika Arba Malkias, Hamaktish Vashochit Vazore Kadam, Vahamaktire Murin, Ubiyan Vesolas Vashem Veitzim Lak Elashtayim. As you mentioned earlier, by an animal you have four Malkias that are potential. Shochet Zorech, Maktish, and Maktir. And by Shemen and Eitzim, you only have two. Maktish and Makrif. Because Rika, Sadam, and Haktar Asimurin are not Shayach by them. Vitzarachian and Besolas Yilka, Makas Mardes, Gam Au HaKemitza. The Ravaz leaves it as an open question. Is Kemitza parallel to Shchita in so much that if you Shech the Balmum, you'd get Malkus? So if you're Komates, according to the Tzad, that Solas is a problem, is that only by Haktaras HaSolas? Or is that by even the Kemitza? Would you get Malkus for Kmitzas Balmum? So that's a Radvaz, important discussion. The Shaila here is on the Hakdasha. The Shaila, I mean, originally it was on the Hakdasha, but the question is, if you're, by Behema, you have it by all the stages. So if you say that there's a Balmum by Hakdasha, if you say it's Aser, so then would you also get the, let's say an Isser, if you go to the next step, and then a Makter, Ragami Amizbeach? You get two Malkus. You get two Malkus. You get four Malkus by a Behema. Okay. Says the Mishnah, Shlosh is Esim Hain. There are three sets of olives. Three sets of olives. Rashi says three times that you, of the harvest, that you get the olives off. Some ripen more than the others. The Shidun Guetis here maybe says it's three types of olives. Tosfos doesn't like Rashi's shot. The Sfasemis answers. Either way, Shlosh is Esim Hain. Ubahen Shlosh is Shlosh is Shmanim. Three times, let's say according to the Rashi, three times I go to my tree and I take off some olives. And each of those three times, there are three levels within those three times. The best, the medium, and the worst. Hazayis HaRishon, what's the first? Hazayis HaRishon, Megargara Barosh Hazayis, I go to the top of the tree. The top of the tree is closest to the sun. Those are the juiciest. Those are the ones that get heated by the sun. So Megargara Barosh Hazayis, Fekotesh, I crush them, Menos Netoch Hasal, I put it in the basket. Reb Yehuda Omer, Svivos Hasal. I don't put it in the basket, but I put it on the sides of the basket. Rashi in the Ksav Yad here says, because that way some of the gunk, you know, could get caught by the sides, and only the pure oil drips and oozes down. So on the side, it might be even better than the inside of the barrel. Zeh Rishon. That's the best of the best. The first time you go out and you take them off the tree from the top and you use them, that's called alpha da alpha, right? The best of the best. That is as we'll see. Chazar v'toin b'kol, right? After that, you take one and put some on, and you put a board over it, and that pushes out some more of the oil. So then that's going to be the next one. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ba'avanim, right? So you use stones, you don't use a korah. Zesheni, that's the second stage. Chazar v'tochan v'ton, zeshlishi. And then you do it again to try to really crush it and get the oil that was inside out. So that is the first stage. Harishon l'menorah, the first out of these three, that's the menorah. Shem and Zai, Zah, Kosis Lamor. Right, that's the best. Vashar l'menachos, but you could use all the other ones for the menachos. Good. The discussion that Tosfos has here that he doesn't like with Rashi and the other, Shimon Gubetz says, is that we know the Mishnah in Peah tells us that there are five requirements, first Mishnah in Peah, five requirements for what is subject to Peah. One of them is l'kitaso ka'achas, right? It's not that they blossom over the year, it blossoms all at once. You gather it, and you, all at once, you gather it in. So olives, lachora, subject to peya, and here Rashi explains that shishloshezesa means it's three different stages. Right, so what he means? So it's going to be subject to peya. That's the problem that Tosfos has, but the achronim answer, right, the achronim answer, right, l'kotraso ka'achas doesn't, might not mean that only once a year. It could be three times a year, but at each of those times, they're all ready. That whole area is ready. It's just, it's not like every few weeks you go out and you have to pick some more. So there are other ways to understand l'kotraso ka'achas. Okay, that's number one. Number two, Hasheni. You do the same things, but at the second stage, second time of the season. Hasheni megag rabbi rosh hagag v'kodesh l'noz v'toch hasal. Rabbi Yehuda Omer svivos hasal. Zeh rishon. Toin b'korah Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'avanim zeh sheni. Chozer v'tochan v'ton zeh shlishi. Harishon l'menorah v'ashal menachas. Again, the first of the first and the first of the second, both can be used for the menorah. Shlishi, the third, you know, most of the good ones already have been used. So shlishi, otino. You pack them in, bebeis habad asha yilke, right? So these, the oil's not oozing out themselves. So you have to pack it in until they start getting putrid. Uma aleyu, umenagva barosh agag. So then some of the liquid that you don't want has now oozed out. So now you bring it to the top of the roof. Kotesh vosin tochasal, and then you let the oil ooze out, and you crush them, and again, you get the oil. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, svivos hasal zeh rishon, toin bakora, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, bavanim zeh sheni, chozer v'tochan v'ton zeh shlishi, arish l'menorah, bashar l'menachas. So again, Rabbi Yehuda said, the Mishnah says, by all of them, the first is always okay for the menorah, and all the rest can be used for the menachas. Ibai Elohu, megargaro tanan o megalgalo tanan. So what does our Mishnah say? Our gear, so we have is megargaro, as the Gemara does sometimes, also Avodah Zarah Daf Beis and other contexts. Is it megargaro? Megargaro means that you leave. You see the Rashi. Shemagargaro tznan sheminia chazayis achin ispashlu hagargarim kol tzarchan o megalgalo tznan haironami sheminicho beilan achin ispashlu yafeh gain beisim ugalgalos. Meaning, Rashi seems to say it's just a word issue. But if you look in Rashi in the Ksav Yad, he says there's something different between megargaro and megalgalo. Megargaro, Rashi in the Ksav Yad, shelokate gagir kan vigargir kan lefisha adayin eno mavushal. Megargaro, pick around and get the ones that are perfectly ripe. Or megalgalo, leave them all until the whole section is perfectly ripe. So that's the question. So Tashma, so we have a brisa that says it. Tetanya Shemin Zayis, Mizeto, Mikan Amru, Zayis Rishon, Megalgalo, Berosh Zayis. According to Rashi Xavia, that means you leave that whole section on top until they're all ripe. V'kozlo be'sabad, v'tochno b'rechayim, v'nosu b'salim. You take it, you put it into the baskets. Shemana yotzi mimenu, the oil that just comes out of them. By itself, zehaya rishon. Right, that's the rishon, that's the best, that's used for the menorah. Ton b'kora, shemana yotzi mimenu, zehu asheni, after you put the board on. Chazar uparak, v'chazar uparak v'tochan, v'ton zehaya shlishi, and once you really crush it, so then the oil that comes out of it is the third grade. Harishon l'menorah, v'ashal l'menachas. V'chein zehaya sheni, v'zehaya shlishi, otno v'beis abadash yoko ma'alo rosh agag, v'otno sokim in tamara, you make a big pile of them on the roof, achiyazuvu meimav, until its liquid starts flowing down, v'konsu l'beisabad, v'tochnu b'rechayim, v'notsu b'salam, v'shemen hayotsu mimenu, zeh hayarishon, of the third, ton v'kar shemen hayotsu mimenu, zeh hayasheni, parak, you extricate it, chazar, v'tochan, v'ton, zeh hayashlishi, harishon l'menorah, v'ashar l'menachas. That's the brisa, paralleling the Mishnah, but again, the lashon was magalgalo. Rabbi Yehuda omer lo hayotochnu b'rechayim, ela kochim v'machteshes. In all these cases, Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't grind it with a grinder, we just pound it. with stones. Rabbi Yehuda argues on some of the details about how it is done. Fine. Hagufa kasha. So the Gemara says, one second, but our Mishnah, the Mishnah says, kotesh l'tochasal. So isn't that a combination of the shitos? Hagufa kasha, kotesh, who is the one that says, pound it and don't grind it, mani Rabbi Yehuda hi. Tochasal asan l'rabanan. Rabbi Yehuda says, you put it on the side of the sal. Haitana, so avalaka vazi b'chada, upalaka l'b'chada. Okay, always like him in one area and not in the other. Squeezing out of oil, as we know, has halachic significance in other contexts. Right? We know on Shabbos, the Gemara tells us, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, that squeezing fruit on Shabbos is usser. So why is it usser? What level isser? So the Gemara says, by zeisim va'anavim, it's an issa daraisa. Zeisim va'anavim are usser daraisa to squeeze out the fruit, and if fruit and squeeze out the oil and the wine, because and if anything gets squeezed out by itself, it oozes out, you're still not allowed to drink it, because Xavier, you might come to squeeze it out yourself. All other fruit that are sometimes squeezed out, what's called tutim berimonim by the Gemara, towards the end of Shabbos, kuf mem gimel or so, kuf mem beis, kuf mem gimel. So the Gemara there says those are asa derabanan to squeeze out, and there's a question about whether what gets squeezed out by itself, because even if you might come to do it, it's only a derabanan. And then you have the third category, which you never squeeze out, so those could be mutter even to squeeze out. There are some discussions whether, what's the reason of Zeisim Va'anavim? Why are Zeisim Va'anavim different? And why are they Asur Daraisa to squeeze out? So Rashi, there in Shabbos, it's the next Amud Aleph. Not the one, I think, Kuf Mem Hei, I think Rashi says this, or Chayu Bahachi. Because this is the Derech. It's the most common. You get oil and you get wine. Right, and that's why, or Chayu Bahachi. If that's the Svaris, then there's a question. Well, what if one lives Bizmanazeh, where there are other fruits that are very commonly squeezed out, like oranges? We have to do a research in the world. What percentage of grapes are squeezed into wine? What percentage of olives are squeezed into oil? What percentage of oranges are squeezed into orange juice? Right? But some of the Gaonim on the Gemara says, no, you know why Zeisim Va'anavim are different? Because they're the only two that when you squeeze it out, a halachic liquid is produced. Out of the seven liquids in Maseches Machshirin in the last perek, Yad Shachad Dam, only two of those come from fruit. Right, zeis al oil and wine. So maybe that's what gives it special significance. Because on Shabbos, you're creating, right? Orange juice is still considered zeya ba'alma, according to halacha. Right? Fruit from, liquid from any other fruit. So it's a machlokas mishonim, what the reason is by Hilcha Shabbos. Nafkamina might be whether it changes in Hilcha Shabbos. But one of them, the Otsar Gaonim, on that Gemara in Shabbos, quotes that maybe it's totally on a halachic definition. And that's what gives it special significance. And this whole, right, what are we talking about here? Squeezing out, the wine for the Nesachim, squeezing out the oil, because those have special significance. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Harishon Shebarishon Ein Lamala Heimanu. The best is the first of the first. Right? You can use the first of any of the three, but the first of the first is the best, nothing better. Hasheni Shebarishon. Varishon Shebasheni Shavin. The second and the first and the first and the second are kind of like equal superior, grade. Hashlishi Shebarishon, Vasheni Shebasheni, Varishon Shebashlishi Shavin. The third of the first, the second of the second, the first of the third, those are also equal grade. Hashlishi Shebasheni, Vasheni Shebashlishi Shavin. Hashlishi Shebashlishi Ain Lamate Menu. Nothing as bad as that. Av Kalamanacha Sayyabadin Shayitun Shemin Zayazach. Right? The Havamina that says the Mishnah that really all Menachos should have needed Shemin Zayazach. Right, pure. Ma menorah, she'ena la'achila tu'una shemen zayizach. The menorah, which is not used for any type of consumption, is just used for light, requires shemen zayizach. Menachas, she'en la'achila, eno dit she'yitunu shemen zayizach. Menachas, which are for consumption, either by the Mizbeach or by the Kohanim, right, it's for consumption, surely should need shemen zayizach. Tamalomar, zach kasis lama'or, vein zach kasis la'menachas. No, special din that you don't need a higher level. The Achronim wonder, a kalvachomer is usually only allowed if it doesn't have a kula, right? If it's purely chomra, and there's no downside, so to speak. The problem here, the Aruch Laner discusses in Sukkah and Daf Lamed Vav, and others, here it's a big kula, because what? You're gonna need to use the Shemen Zayizach for the Menachas. And if you don't have Shemen Zayizach, then you won't bring the Menachas. So that's a huge kula. Right, it's such a chumrah that if you don't have it, you're just going to end up not bringing it. So that's not a kal v'chomer that is appropriate. So how do you understand this? So the Achronim wonder that the Yad Malachi, you know, asked this question. Also, he says, that's not Kal V'Chomer that you're allowed to darshan. So he explains, the Yad Malachi says, only in other context. Regarding Sreifas Chamis, that the Havamina that to burn Chamis, you only need wood. Or for Dalad, Minim in a Sukkah. Sheheim l'kol Yachid v'Yachid, when it comes to a Yachid, then maybe you have the Chshash of Lo Matza Yehe Yoshev u'Batel. But Kohanim is reason. They'll get the oil. They'll get the oil. Milsa de lo Efshar, hu sheyechzor lahem shemen zayizach. So that's why you still could either have the Kal V'Chomer, maybe Kohanim is reason. Okay. There is, again, I mentioned before, Yisroel Mizbeach, crucial Rambam. Right? How many life Rambams are there in Hilchos Yisroel Mizbeach? So we mentioned this in a Parsha Shir, about 5 years ago or so. Says the Rambam, this is the last halacha of Hilchos Yisroel Mizbeach. If you could really use all the oil for Menachis, so why is there even an order? So once you know you have to use these for the menorah. So say everything else could be used for the menachas. Why do we have to know this is sheni, this is shlishi? Why do we have to know the order? To know the different grades. Why? Sheharotze lezakos atzmo, yakuf yitzro hara, viyarchiv yado, viyavi karbano mena yafe vana meshubach viyoser, shebaoso amin sheyavi mimenu. The Rambam says, because you have to be kovish or yetzer to bring the best when it comes to karbanos. Hari nomar batorah. Who do you think he's going to quote? Hari nomar batorah. The hevel hevi gamhumi b'choros so no mechel vehen. Vayisha Hashem el hevel vel menchaso. Kain and hevel make a showing in Hilchos Yisroel Mizbeach. Right here. Why did Hashem turn to hevel and not Kain? Vehu adin. And then the Rambam adds. Unbelievable. Vehu adin. L'chol davar shehu l'Hashem hakel atov. Whatever you do for God, do it in the most beautiful way possible. Use the best. Imbana based tefila, yehe noe mi base yeshivaso. Make your shul nicer than your house. Hechil ra'ev, yachil menatov v'hamatok shebishulchano. You're giving somebody who's hungry, you're giving a guest, you're giving a pauper, giving somebody food, giving the best that you have. Kisa arum, yechase min hayafesh shebiksuso. Hikdish davar, yakdish min hayafesh shebinachasav. V'cheinu omer, kol chelev l'ashem. All chelev, all the bests, should be for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a Rambam. And the Hilchos Yisroel Mizbeach. And the Radvaz must have been so, you know, excited about this Rambam like we were, because the Radvaz here on the end of the Rambam, he summarizes all these prakim of Hilchos Yisroel Mizbeach, and then he says, okay, this is about the Rambam in general, but here he says it. V'seder hilchosav more al rochav sichlo v'rov zechiraso. Right, he's talking about the seder of the Rambam, how he ordered. The order of the Rambam, says the Radvaz, reflects his amazing intellect and his amazing memory. V'tov hakafaso b'kol divrei arishonim ad shekshani choshev b'libi be'eze derech haya e'emod mar'id. I start shaking and quaking when I think about the Rambam. Ki ani ro'eh perek echad mechubar mikama mesechtas. I read one halacha and I see the Rambam had 14 mesechtas on his fingertips when he wrote this halacha. V'kfar hefligo harishonim lodabar miyinizeh aval gam ani aid mipi hari'iya umamatku dvarav v'sidr pirkav. How sweet are his words and the order of his prakim. So again, he's not just excited and in awe about what the Rambam says, but how the Rambam says it, and the order of the Rambam. That's the Radvaz here. Why does he dafka do this here, not anywhere else? He must be excited about this Rambam too. Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Aleph of Hilchos Yisroel Mizbeach. Okay, there's a lot here. One dvar musar, and then we'll continue. Right, kasis lamaor vein kasis lamanachas. Right, you have to crush it to use for the menorah vein kasis lamanachas. So Rav Shradron once said, when we lower ourselves and make ourselves nothing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it can't be in a way that's going to break us and make us depressed and not do anything and paralyze us. Kusis, we have to crush ourselves, lamor, in order then to give light and to be a great light for Hashem. and not to crush ourselves that we just like menucha and don't do anything and give it up and paralyze ourselves. Kasas lamar, velo lamenachas. That's what he said. Was that, no, I'm sorry. You know what? That might have been someone else. I have another vart from Ertrudron. I think that was someone else. I don't remember who, but that's Kasas lamar and kasas lamenachas. Somebody says it. Okay, we'll get to Ertrudron soon. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. Oh, here it is. In the Yagdol Torah. The Yagdol Torah on Tetzaveh. From Rav Henoch Alexander. That's who says it. Weiter. Says the Gemara. Oh, bring in the Geula. Gemara says Shavin. Says the Gemara. Are they equal? All these in the same category after one of one? Vahamid Rishon L'Menorah Vashar L'Menachas. But didn't we say all the first could be brought for the menorah? So how can you say the second of the first is equal to the first of the second? Regarding mincha, regarding the minchas, those are equal. But regarding menorah and achinami, there are differences. Zach means pure, clean. It means pounded, right? This is Rabbi Yehuda, instead of crushed. Pounded. You might think that it is, if it's kasses, it's pasul for menachos, right? The first one wonder about this havamina. It might be pasul menachos. It's only kasher for menorah. Menachos would have a higher standard. Question. Tamalamar v'isaron soles balul b'shemen kasses. It says kalul kasses, and it says it by soles. Imke matamalamar la ma'or. It's what's the emphasis of ma'or? Ela mebnei hachischun. It's to emphasize that you only need this fancy type of oil for the menorah and not for all the menachas, because Hashem wants to save us some money. My chizchun amar Rebbe Lazar, HaTorah chasa amamona she Yisrael. The Torah has compassion on the money of Yisrael. Hashem doesn't want us to go bankrupt. HaTorah chasa amamona she Yisrael. So this came up, if you remember, back at the end of the, right before Perek HaTota, Ayin Vav Mabes, we also had this. HaTorah chasa amamona she Yisrael. There, the Gemara used, quoted a makar. Vishkisa es ha'eda ve'es be'iram. That's one makar. We discussed a little bit then. We're not going to review it now. There's another makar, maybe we're more familiar with, from Parshas Tazria Metzora. Atar achasa by Abayis HaMenuga. The halacha is we get everything out of the house before we declare the house tzaras, menuga. Why? Why? You can be tovel everything. Oh, because of the Kli Cheres. That can never be tovel. So why did we care about the Kli Cheres? HaTorah Chaz HaMona She Yisrael. There are many areas, numerous halachas, right? Why do we have a silver shovel every day and only a gold shovel on Yom Kippur? HaTorah Chaz HaMona She Yisrael. There are many areas, so why do we need so many sources? We discussed a little bit then, the Tiferes Yisrael, you know, and why do we need so many sources? And B, how does this work with the opposite Yisod of Ein Aniyas B'Makam Ashiras? Sometimes the Gemara says, we don't cut corners when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash. And this is the opposite of HaTorah Chasa L'Mono Shei Yisrael. So that's the Tiferes Yisrael who says, depends on the context. That's the ultimate. Like you might use the Lashon of Masra Chasa L'Chachamim. They figure out, when are you going to apply the principle of HaTorah Chasa? When are you going to apply the principle of Ein Aniyas B'Makam Ashiras? That's the Tiferes Yisrael in Meseches Tamid. He says, V'yavaga v'chulu, you don't wash the big day kahuna. Hakol fi ahefsid v'hakol lefi kavod avodah v'hakol lefi atzarach. Yet there's no real rule. There's no rule. And he says, and this answers all of the shilas. Right, lefamim, we say atarach chasa, lefamim, we say ein aniyas b'makam ashiras. Right, it's because there are different factors that go into every case. Good. Tzavetz b'nei yisov v'yichu elecha shem en zay zoh, hamar shon achmeni, elecha v'lo li. Take for you to light the menorah. Not for me, Hashem says. Lo la'or ani tzarech. I don't need it for light. Right, the menorah is not there for light. What is it there for? We'll see. Shulchan bat samanu menorah badaro. Mino the shulchans in the north. The menorah is in the south. Omer b'zik omer b'lazer lo la'achila ani tzarech lo la'or ani tzarech. Hashem says, I don't need food and I don't need light. Right, what is it for? Just to show Ashuras Hashchina. Vayas la'bayis chaloni shkufim atumim. The special windows that were made in the Beis HaMikdash, Tana Shkufin Mibifnim Batumim Achutz, they got wider as they went outside. Right? Which is not the way that you build a window if you want to bring light inside. The point isn't, we don't need light outside. Right? That's why. V'lo la'or ani tzarech. That's not why it's built. Api Musar, they explain, we discussed this in the Navi Shirim, maybe the message is to show that the Kedusha of the or of inside is radiating out. Right, and that's why it's skinny on the inside, but then gets wider on the outside, because it's exactly the opposite of what a regular light would be. Right, it's testimony, it's edus that Hashem Shechina is shore, right, and that's why much discussion by Hanukkah, right? And that's why the Hanukkah story dafka took place with the oil, because Hashem wanted to show this Hashras Hashchina, and that's what the menorah symbolizes. And if you think it's for light, Hashem's the source of light. Hashem gave light in the midbar. So how can you say that there's a little light that's there for Hashem? So Ella Eidus Hu L'chol Ba'ei Olam Shashchina Shoreh B'Yisrael. It's Eidus that the Shechina Shoreh in Bnei Yisrael by the light always being there. Umay Edusa, what exactly is the Edus? Amarava Zer Ner Ma'aravi. It's the western candle. Shenosnim Bashemen Keneged Chavroseha. It has oil, Keneged, Kemidas Chavroseha. It says on the side, being it's the same amount of oil as all the other ones, but Umimena Hayim Adlik, but in the morning, you always found that one still lit. Ubahayim Esayim. It was always lit, it never went out. There is a Machlokes Tanayim, and it's referred to here by Rashi and Rashi and Xavyad. What does Ner Ma'aravi mean? Because there is a Machlokas Tanoim, which we will have, let's show a little bit later, I think, about whether the menorah, which was on the south side, right, that's what we just said, that the Shulchan of the north, the menorah is on the south, was the menorah itself set up east-west or north-south? How is it positioned? So if the menorah was east-west, and then there's a western candle, the one that's closest to the Kodesh Kedasha. But if it's north-south, so what's the western candle? So if it's north-south, the explanation given is that the wick of the middle one was facing west, the others were facing the middle one. So the Ner Ma'aravi is either the middle one or the western one, right? Or a discussion, again, without getting, but there's that's a machlokes even, halacha l'maisa, in terms of where we put the menorah in the shul, right? Should it be north-south or should it be east-west? That's exactly the Shurman Sadeshan writes in the Shuvah. So whatever they did in the Beis HaMikdash, that's what we do in the shul. We just know that was a machlokes in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why we do that in shul. Good. So now we get to Rav Shvadron. Rav Shvadron says, question one: why was Dafka the nez done with the oil? Question one. Question two: how is this edus that the Shechina is shara in Yisrael? It's just edus that the Shechina is shara in the Beis HaMikdash. Who says that it's shara in Yisrael? So the light continues in the Beis HaMikdash. But what does that tell us about Yisrael? Two. So he says, one question answers the other one. And that is really, there were 10 Nisim in the Beis HaMikdash. But all the other Nisim had nothing to do with a person doing anything. All the other Nisim were just from Hashem. We lived our lives and Hashem made an ace. Hashem made there to be enough room. Hashem made the meat not smell. Hashem made, but here, the Kohen lit it. And the Kohen lit it and it stayed lit. So it has to do with the Maisa Ha'adam. So that's how you know it's not a din in the Mikdash, it's a din in the person. It's a din in Yisrael. And that's why Dafka, it was with this nes. Achshar Nisim, Shemuzkarim, B'mishnah, Einem Shayachim Klala Maisa Ha'adam, B'lo Machmas Maisa Adam, Nase Anes, Ela Ratzon Hashem, Ayeshayu Nisim Elu. V'lachein, Ein Bezeraya, Ela Shishkin Yisrael B'mikdash, not B'Yisrael. Mashenke B'ner Ma'aravi, Shem Nimshach Anechim, because Maisa Ha'adam, and that's why it is different. Okay, there's a lot. We can spend the whole shiur, a few shiurim on Havakas Neiros and La'ora Hutzarech, but we don't have time for that. Let's just read some of the Mishnah, and then Be'ez Hashem we will continue. Says the Mishnah, Me'ayin hayu mevi'in esayayin. So where did the wine come from? We had the oil already. We had the flour. What about the wine? Where does the wine come from? Says the Mishnah, Keduchim va'atulin alfa l'yayin. Those places are the best places to bring wine from. Shnielahan, Beis Rimo, Beis Lavan, Bahar, Ukvar Signa, Bebeka. Kala Ratzas Hayek Sheiro, Salamikanai Mevian. You can bring it from everywhere, but this is where they brought it from. Ein Mevian, as we had earlier. Lom Beis Hasvalim, you can't bring it from a fertilized field. Volomi Beis Hashlachim, or you can't bring it from a field that needed to be irrigated. Volomi Mashin Nizra Beinayan, and not from a field that had items planted within the field. Right, the Rashba here in the Chidush Rashba asks, isn't that Kilayim anyway? So it's Asur B'Hana. No, maybe even if it has enough Merchat that it wouldn't be Kilayim, it still shouldn't be used for the Menachas. V'im Hevi Kasher, but if you did his Kasher, Ein Mevi'in Halistion. What's Listion? Rashi says, it's too ripe, overripe. Nispashlo Anavim B'chama Yosemidai. V'im Hevi Kasher. But if you did his Kasher, Ein Mevi'in Yashon Divrei Rabbi, can't be from last year's V'chacham Machshir. V'chacham say, why not? V'chacham say it's Kasher. Ein mevi'in lo matok, especially sweetened, v'lo me'ushan, smoked, v'lo mevushal, cooked. We'll have to start with this by the Shem tomorrow. Vimhevi pasal. You can't bring mavushal, vimhevi pasal. But if you brought, then it is pasal. These are not just lachatchila. Ve'ein mevien min hadalios, el min haruglios. You can't bring from where the vines grow near the ground, are lifted up. You have to go to the ones near the ground. Those are juicier. Umin akramim ha'avudin. Or from vineyards that are really worked. Can't bring. It's better the smaller barrels, because the wine stays better with the aroma. And don't fill up the barrel all the way to the tippy top, because then there's no room for the wine to have a little space to be aromatic and affect the wine. So we want the wine to be the best. That's what we do in all of these cases. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll continue about wine for Nisachim and Yayin Mevushal as we finish up and get into the end of the ninth parak and the beginning of the tenth parak here in Menachos.